Emmy, how are you?
Wow. So much life over here, so early in the morning.
We had
a few tests on Amud Aleph.
Gives him the spark.
Mossi, we're still talking about the Machlekes, whether Megillah's Tainus was cancelled today or not. Mossi, we have to Iba Masna. He asked a question. Be'esim v'tamnaye bei. On the 28th day, Ossis.
Which month were we talking about? We're talking about Tainus, aren't we?
We're talking about Adar. On the 20th day, Ossis Besur to Tavas Lihuda, they heard this good, wonderful news. The Lo Ya'idan Me'araisa, you no longer have to cut yourself off from the Teda. What's going on here? She goes, Ramalchus Gzeda, they decreed, Shalo Ya'aska B'Teda, no one should learn Teda anymore. Shalo Ya'mailu as B'Neim, no one should mala the kids. Ushi Chalo Shabbos, and they should be Mechalo Shabbos. Ma Ossa Yehuda V'Shamoy V'Chaveda, what did they do? Holchu, they went. Notlu Eitzim Maternisa Ach, they went and took one of the matriarchs. And the Senate, the Roman Senate, to ask her advice. She called Gedolei Roimi Mitzuyin Etzla. And it seems that all the important people in Rome used to hang around her house. Amar Lehem, she said to them, ask for her advice. She said to them, boy, you go, Vahafginu Belaila, make a Havganah, make a protest march. And tell the world what's going on while they're all standing here so they can hear what you're complaining about. Holchli went, Vivginu Belaila. This is the first official protest. They made a protest at night. Rashi says, "Tzaku b'shvokim chayim, scream in the streets, in the marketplaces." Yishma hasadim v'racham aleichem, will hear you screaming in the rachmanis. Amru, they said, "Eisha mayim lo yachechem anachnu." He said, "Hey, Eibishter, for the Eibishter's sake, aren't we brethren?" V'loy b'nei ob echad anachnu, aren't we both the same? Both you're Esav, we're Yaakov, we both come from Yitzchak. V'loy b'nei eim achad, both come from Rivka. Man nishtana mekol umma v'loshan. Why do you treat us differently than any other nation? Sha'atim goizun aleinu gzeidus koshes, that you are so anti-Semitic and not against anybody else. Valentina. Ubitlum, and they heard it, they were filled with sympathy, and they cancelled all the gzeidus. V'oysa hayyem osu yamtif, there was chav ches adr, and that day they declared to be a yamtif. Now the shah is like this. You just said that when Mevatl Megillah's Tainus existing Yom Tovim Mevatl, what they create new Yom Tovim. Ease Hakadat the Bottle Megillah's Tainus come. They Mevatl Megillah's Tainus come. Ise Bottle Achriyosim by Sifin. They cancel the original holidays. They added new ones. The Chitema. If you're going to answer me, Hachanami, maybe here also it happened. Bizman Shabes Megdash Kaim, like we said before with the previous story with the Abish's name and the Shtaris. It happened Bizman Beis Megdash when they were Yom Tovim. How could it be? Who was the person who went out marching over here? It was Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua, and we know that he's a Talmud of Meir, and Meir was a Talmud of Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Elazar ben Hurkus. Elazar ben Hurkus was a Talmud of Yechon, and Yechon's lifetime is when the Churban happened. But Rabbi lived the way afterwards, and how do you know Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua is a Talmud of Meir? Now we learned. Kaleiz Chuchi is if you have a glass Keli is Mekabel Tumah only Midrabban, not Midraisa. Shenikvu, if you punctured it, but hey, Tibble Techen Eben, you filled it with lead. So now we know that by a metal keli, if you break the keli, it's no longer Makabal Tumid, but if you fix it up and repair it, it's Chazal Yoshin, it goes back to its old way. But the Shail is over here, glass, it does not go back to the old way. But you filled it with lead. Do we say that it's really a glass keli, it does not go back to the old way, or do we say that since lead is what keeps it together, since it's a lead keli, and it doesn't go back to the old way? Is Rashbag, Omer Rashbag, Yehudim, Shemayim, Tameh, Mishum Rameh. Yehudim Shemayim, Tameh, in the name of the Meir, it's the Talmud of Meir. Well, we look at the governor of Maimed, it's even therefore, it goes back to the original tomb. The Chachamim say, no, it's primarily glass. We don't look at the governor of Maimed, and therefore it's a glass cake, it doesn't go back to the old tomb. Or the Machlekes is whether it's another Gisanashi, is whether the Mechatchil Tameh, that I saw not. So how can you add more Yom Tev Matzah Chorim Beis HaMikdash if the Megillah's Tainus is a bottle? Finally, Mark concludes, you're right, Tanoihi. This thing about Megillah's Tainus, whether it continued or whether we cancel it, is actually a Machlekes
so
Tanoihi.
This Chuchis is all to prove that he's a Talmud
of Rameir. Exactly. So, digression. What's a Machlekes Tanoihi? The time we learned, Ayamim, Ma'elu, Aksum, Megillah's Tainus, it says, one Tana said, all of these days that are recorded Megillah's Tainus as Yom Tovim, Bein Bezmancha, Beis HaMikdash Kaim, back then, Bein Bezmancha, Ein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, Asudi, not a lot of fast. The Meir holds clearly that the Megillah's Tainus applies today as well. Rabbi Yasi says, "Bezman shebeis hamikdash kaiyim in dalat deyasudin also why mipneishes simchi hilhem was a yomter then and therefore you're not allowed to fast nor the day before the day after. Ain beis hamikdash kaiyim, but the beis hamikdash is not kaiyim anymore. that all those Yom Tevim turned into fast days. So surely, surely all new Yom Tevim are not new Yom Tevim. Mutarim and Mutarim Nation Evil Hulam, it's Avelis, and therefore there's no Yom Tev at all. So it's Machlek is the name. So what's the final conclusion of Hilchasa? Bitlu vihirchasa loy bitlu. The halach is that they did cancel the Megillah's Tainus, and the halach didn't cancel Megillah's Tainus. Kashi hirchasa hirchasa, how can that be? Which way was it? And the model like Kashi, Kan bechanukah pudim, Kan b'shal yemir. Here we're talking about Chanukah pudim, and here we're talking about all of that. Chanukah pudim remained, all other Yom Tevim were cancelled. Even though Chacham Sefer writes by Riches that today, if you have a Yom Tev, it's still a mitzvah from the Torah, maybe to celebrate a personal Yom Tev, and that's why Chanukah maybe is Mahatayda saying Hal, because it's a nest and so on and so forth. And then you got to work out how it fits in with this Butler Megillah's Tainus, that we don't make new Yom Tevim, you know, with Hal and all that. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara says, that we don't make new Yom Tevim at all, a proper Yom Tev. We had
Yom Tev, you mean with Kriyas Halo and with Kriyas HaTorah and all these things?
No, Yom Tev, you're not allowed to fast. All it is Yom Tev, you're not allowed to fast or make a hesped. That's what Yom Tev means. So yesterday, we learned yesterday that Chanukah lich, the mitzvah of lighting lich can be totally unrelated to the Yom Tev part of it. Two different things. Yom Tev means a happy occasion. Happy, you don't fast and you don't make a hesped. Okay. Okay, let's go back. So anyway, Vaita says in Mishnah, you sent out all these deputies all over the place on El in order to inform them, and the Rosh Hashanah is an Antishe to inform them on the Yom Tev. Says the Gemara, Kiv on the Nafkilu Hua El, Atisha Lamalu, since they went out on El, they went out and told everyone El is, why did you have to send out deputies again? Antisha Lachayda, we know that every El is 29 days. If you know when El is, you automatically know where the Shan is. Vichitem, if you can tell me, Dilma Avru, La El, maybe that El happens to have 30 days and that's why the people needed to know. Din Vam Rabchina Bakana Rabbi Meyemois Ezra Ve'ela, from Ezra's time and onwards, Le Matsinu El Mu'uba, El was never 30 days, Tasis Remedaik, from Ezra and onwards. That means in Ezra's time, it brings the Isam Sukkim, that actually in Ezra's year, there were 30 days in El. But post Ezra, they made sure that there was never 30 days in the month of El. So what's the point? We know.
What it's saying is that you deliberately didn't rely on the Moed Delevana, but you rely on calculation. Therefore,
when
what's saying is saying that
if you have a cloud that was no oil was always 29 days and that's it.
But how do you establish that cloud?
They made a cloud we had before already.
Oh, so that was what I'm saying. Let's go to a calculation. Let's forget
yeah,
about
it. Yeah, and there's a reason for it. As soon as you think about it, because when you keep it, when you keep it,
these are the second set of
I'm
saying is that if your system is a system. That's the Gemara thinks right now. Let's see the Gemara's answer. Everything Gemara, Loi Matsinu. You know why you didn't find it? It was not necessary. But Ha'itzich, if ever was necessary, but for example, Yom Kippur, we can fall on a Shabbat, a Friday or a Sunday, if it was necessary, Ma'abrila, Yitaka would have made the El 30 days. Just, it always worked out that it never was never necessary. Not because they didn't have to. So therefore, we had to send Shluchim out, people should know. So the Gemara, comes out. How can the Chachamim make El 30 days? If you live more than a certain distance from Yerushalayim, you'll never know. That means they're holding the wrong day, Rosh Hashanah. They're going to hold the wrong day because they can think it's a 29 day month. So they're going to start celebrating Rosh Hashanah on the 30 day when in fact the 31. So how can the Chachamim go ahead and make a 30 day El ever? The Gemara says, you're right. Nevertheless, mutiv to kalkul Rosh Hashanah, we don't mind if they're kalkul, you get Rosh Hashanah wrong, but at least you keep in sukkah to get right. In other words, we're worried about other Yom Kippur, we're worried about other Yom Tevim, so okay, they messed up Rosh Hashanah, at least otherwise they get right. How did they mess up Rosh Hashanah? If they kept 2 days Yom Tev, because they didn't know, then the second day would be Rosh Hashanah, they still did it right. So one day they kept Rosh Hashanah, didn't have to, but the other day they kept right. There's a Rashi, we don't learn Rashi. The Rashi makes a very bichidish in yesterday's Gemara, 2 days of Gemara. Rashi learns, bichidish in Rashi, that in those days the whole world kept Rosh Hashanah in one day, even in Golus. Because since Rav Shanim, El was only 29 days, they relied, and therefore Rosh Hashanah was always the 30th day. So there's only one day Rosh Hashanah. So they relied that. They relied that Shana will only be this day, and they, that's what they all kept. They only kept one day.
That's not
according
to
the Alter Rebbe. No, but that's just here. None of the other Shoyim said this is Rashi's Chiddush. We actually had a Gemara before that kept 2 days, even in Yerushalayim, because in case they didn't come after Mincha. But here Rashi says here, the Ava Pisha Safik will be Yad Mishem Yavru Bezen, even though it's a Safik. Sorry, here. They kept Rosh Hashanah on the 3rd day of El, because that's because Elul has 29
days.
No. 3rd of El is really the first of Tishrei. That's what I mean. The Rav Shanim ain't Elul, but most years El is not 30 days. But how do they know for sure? Shema Yavru Bezen. There's no way for them to know. They're too far away. You have the majority of years. And therefore, they have to know when El is, and therefore they can make Rosh Hashanah. So they actually said they kept Rosh Hashanah 1 day around the world. Pretty amazing.
If it was on the
30th
of El, the first
Tisha is the 3rd of El. It's the same day. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what we mean. The 3rd of El became now nominated the first day of Tisha.
It's like
this year, right here, this month. This month. This month, Friday is the first day. It's only 29 day month. And Friday will be Rosh Chodesh of the 7th. So what's according to Rashi, Mekalkul now makes very good sense. They'll have the wrong day of Shoshana. Since they only kept 1 day of Shoshana, so they're going to have a Shoshana on the 30th day of Elul, when in fact it should be the 31st day of Elul. You know, the first day and next day. So they get it all wrong. That's how that maybe that's what forced Rashi to learn his pshat. But the others will learn that Kilkul is the second day they got right, but the first day of Shoshana they private Shoshana when in fact it wasn't Shoshana. Back to the Gemara. Deken Amar Pruvati Lektanit says Al Tishrei, why do you send out Shluch Matishrei? It doesn't say because there's no when Rosh Hashanah is. We're worried about the other Yom Tov, Sukkot and Yom Kippur. Shmame, no, we don't care if they mess up Rosh Hashanah, we worry about the rest. Why exactly we ma'abed or not, we'll see later. So we'll write about Kislev Bnei Chanukah, the two other months they made it was Kislev Chanukah, while Adar Bnei Purim, and they did it on Adar because of Purim. And other, they delayed because of Purim. Read the Gemara, the Ilun is Abrashana. What happens if there's an Ibiyar Yoitzi Nafal Adar Shem Ne Purim Lektani Masnisi? My Lektani does not say in the Mishnah what happened in a year with the leap year. Should you send out people again to tell them, hey guys, it's Adar Sheni, and tell them when Adar Sheni was? They should know when Purim is again. Is a Rai that our Mishnah does not agree? Masnisi like Rebbe. Our Mishnah does not fit in with Rebbe. What's going on here? There's a big machleik is if suddenly there's another sheni, will you yoytze, will happen another edition. The time you learn, the Rebbe yoymer in this Abrahashon, if let's say there's a leap year, yoytze af al other sheni bnei apurim. Then if there was a leap year, they were yoytze everything that the second order, you have to keep putting, but if they kept the first order, they're ready yoytze. They already did everything, they were yoytze ready. So they were yoytze already, everything else. Now, the Leim B'Hok Mifkli, what's the Machlekes? Rebbe holds they would send out Shluchim on the second order to tell them when Purim is. So our Mishnah clearly says you don't send out the second order. And Rebbe holds you do. What's the basis of the Machlekes? Rebbe Yemirim, this Abra Shana Yaitin Afal Adar Shem Ne Purim. You send out deputies in the second order to tell them when Purim is. L'chari, what's the Machlekes? Our Mishnah Rebbe. Leim B'Hok Mifkli, this is Machlekes. The mass of one hold, call mitzvahs and noigas, b'sheni noigas, rishon, whatever you did in the second one. If you did in the first one, you're already yoytze. So therefore, there's no point in sending out shluchim again. What to send out for? Mass of call mitzvahs noigas, b'sheni ain't noigas, rishon. And the other one holds, or whatever you did the first nagunov, you got to.
Mitzvahs of Purim, yeah?
Talk about mitzvahs of Purim. You have to do it again. Yeah, so you have to do it again. That's why you have to send out shluchim. Tell them when Purim is. Maybe that's a machlekes. Yeah, Tesis brings another gift. Look at Tesis gives punk faket, which is easy to read. Mas of a kol mitzvah noigis b'rishon noigis b'sheni mas of a noigis. Tesis gives says punk faket of augis. Yeah, and Tesis brings augis and he says he doesn't know what exactly the difference is. The pshat ends up being the same, but reading of Tesis is a lot easier to fit it into words. Says more right. Lo no. The Kuli Yalma, I could argue, everyone agrees the mitzvahs are noigis b'sheni ain noigis b'rishon. That the mitzvahs that you do in the second, that you don't do in the first. That means if you did it in the first, it's not good enough, you got to redo it in the second. No, if you got to redo it in the second, how can there be a man domer that says you don't have to send out deputies? They need to know. You got to know when put him in the second time around. What are they arguing about? The Tanya we learned. Every time you ma'abed the year, it's always, the first adar is always 30 days. So we know there's no shaila. You don't need to send out deputies because we know the first adar is 30 days. The obvious question is, how do people know that you made a second adar? If you didn't decide, because you don't have to decide till adar. If the first deputies went out the Chedesh Adar Rishon to tell them when Purim is, at that time they didn't know when there will be another Sheni. And now you just make another Sheni. Okay, the fact is that every other Rishon Thursday, but how do they know there's another Sheni? Maybe it's Pesach. So Tesis asks a question, and all the Sheni Tesis answers, the fact that you were waiting for the Shluch to come tell you exactly what Pesach is and never showed up, then you know that it's Purim. Then you know it's other Sheni, and therefore you know, it's a 30-day month, so therefore I know when it is. Imagine people cleaning the house, not cleaning the house. What do we do here for Pesach?
I think they had a little simpler house.
So in other words, we said they send out. Why do they send out another? They send out because of Purim.
Purim.
Because of Purim.
Purim.
Okay, so they send out, and now if the Eidim would come, then they come in because it's Nissan.
That's right.
If they don't come,
then there's another Sheni, and we know when exactly Purim is because we know that other edition is always 30 days. That's what our Tana holds. That's why we don't send out people and put him. It's very clear that they didn't clean the house of Pesach for the day before, 2 days before, not 3 months before.
It's not an Ibiyar, other can be Yimole or Chassid.
Yeah. Rashbagoy Melchidish. Rashbag says Chidish. Another, yeah. So Lechidish means 29 days. Okay, Chidish. If Rashbag holds, it's always 29 days. So why do you have to send out Shluchim according to him? I also. Either it's always 30 days or it's always 29, but whatever it is, it's always. So therefore, why send, what he tells me is a machlek, his one opinion holds you have to send out if it's 29 days. Why send out if it's 29 days? He also knows, oh, it's only 29 days, and therefore, you know when put him in. What's the difference? Says he want a maishna lamed the yodi, chayd nam a yodi. And for the gemara, chayd is not mean 29 days. Amar a papa, manda amar chayd is rotza chayd is rotza shloshim. It means it's optional, either 29 days or 30 days. Hey, yid, Rabbi, and that's why you need to send out shluchim in the second order. Hey, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Kahalak in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon Levi said in the name of the holy community in Yerushalayim, he had this in bed as well. Al Shnei Adorim. Sorry? Al Shnei Adorim, Shemikachim, Oisim, Beyem, Iburim. They hold that both others, you make the new month under 30 days. In other words, both others are chasim. They hold that Sayyad edition, and Sayyad edition is always 29 days. Lememro the chsara navdin, and you only make it 29 days. Malayin lavdin, never make it 30 days. La fuke, and this comes to negate me the darush of Nachman Chizda. Another opinion of Nachman Chizda, which says, "Hey, Yidrab Simoi," that he said that Simoi testified, "Meshub Chaga is Chaya Malachi." Al Shnei Adorim regarding these two others, you have a breda. Im rotu la says in Shnei Malayin Oisin, you can Shnei Yechaseid, and you make both 29 days. Oisin Echad Malu Vechachas Oisin, there are no rules. The kachah you know in Geila, and that's how they actually conducted themselves in Geila. That they used to change sometimes this way, sometimes that way. Meshum Rabbeinu Amru, but it also testified name of Rav Lo'olam Echad Molei VeEchad Chassid. No, you never have both 30 or both 29. One is Molei, and one is Chassid. Achi Yevodalach until you know Shuhukver Rosh Chodesh Bezmanai. Until you wait till you're told by these shluchim, they came from Yisrael, that you should know that Adar Sheni was made bizmane on the 30th day, and then and they made a chasid. Because it could be either one, the best has to fix it. So they sent a letter to Marukveh. They said, you see, they're all different opinions, that the Adar closer to Nisan was always 29 days. Always 29 days. So Mosi Rav Nachman, that's a question. It says Al Shnei Chadoshim, only 2 months a year, Mechalin is a Shabbat. We allow the Eidim who saw the moon to Mechal Shabbos to come and tell us. What Mechal Shabbos? To go through the Tchum Shabbos. It means only Chutcha. We're not talking about doing Yisurim the Raisa. We're talking about Tchum Shabbos, Yisurim with the Rabbanon. Because you have major Yom Tov and these two things, and very important to know the day of the month. Which two Yom Tov are they? Al Nissan Val Tishrei. Packed with Yom Tov. Between Tishrei and Nissan, everything relies on the day of the month. We need to know. Now, Nissan, one of the months is Nissan. If you tell me that others sometimes are 29 days and sometimes 30 days, so obviously we have to allow them to be Chal Shabbos to come and tell us this other is 29 or 30 days, so therefore we can fix the Pesach. Therefore, we're mechal. Because we need to know exactly when it is. Because if nobody comes, then we'll wait an extra day. Because every time there's a rule, according to our calculations, other. Before Nissan is always 29 days. Even if the Eidim don't come, we know that it's only a 29-day month. So why am I mechallin? Why do we allow the Eidim mechal Shabbos to come in and make sure that we do it on 30th day? Regardless of whether they come or not, we'll make it a 30th day. So why permit that to mechal Shabbos? Why is it so vital for the Eidim to come? Does anybody know why? Should the mitzvah lekadish al haria. Even though we have a calendar, if in the time of Eidim, the mitzvah was really to have the Eidim come in and do the proper, go through the rituals the way he's supposed to. And therefore, we want to allow the Eidim to come so we can do the proper things. Says the Gemara Baita, Ikedami, that's one version. Another version is, Amar Rav Nachman said, Avanana mitanin, I'll prove it to you. It wasn't a question and answer because we need the Eidim to establish the Shchedesh. I'll prove it to you. Al Shnei Chadoshim Michal, the Shabbos, only 2 months of the year, not the rest, only 2 months, Al Nissan Val Tishan. If you tell me that what? That odd is always 29 days. Therefore, we allow the Eidim to come because we want to do it properly and say Mekudesh, 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 in the Mitzvah, Mekudesh, 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 together with the Eidim, because it says Achodesh Hazeh, and we dash in Kazer, Eva Kadesh. Fine. Eliam, if you can tell me that Zimnin Maliv, Zimnin Chaser, if you can tell me that sometimes it's full, and sometimes it's 29 or 30, then am I mechalin? Why are we mechal Shabbos? What happens if you're not mechal Shabbos? They won't come. Since you have a flexibility of either making it the 30th day, the 31st day, we know that the only time you need Eidim to Mekadosh is if you make it early. But if you make it delayed, you know, the 31st, or it's not Shmaim Mekadosh. Exactly. So why, since we have a choice, we have flexibility, why should we be allowed them to mechal Shabbos in order to bring it in a Bismana? Wait a day. Because it makes no difference. We'll see. The Gemara actually will have a Mishnah later. This whole thing about what Chil Shabbos we allowed, we'll see later. But right now we're learning it's only Tchum Shabbos that we allowed, not Malachas of the Torah. Now, so if you tell me, so why not have that flexibility? Let them wait till the 31st day. Shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. And then the Eidim, either the Eidim don't come at all, because the Machlekes will have a question ahead, whether the 31st day, if it's Min HaShemayim Mekachu, what's the lesson that you catch on the Shemayim, or whether we have to do it ourselves. But either way, the Eidim will come then normally. What's the big deal? We add another day. We'll make it up next month. Remember, we have the flexibility. Why don't you wait, make it a 3 day, and then catch the Mach. Says the Gemara. You're right. If the 30th day falls out on Shabbos, so we want to delay it till Sunday, you're right, there's no reason to mechal Shabbos. What about if the 31st day is Shabbos? And we hold like the opinion that says that it's not min haShemayim Mekachu, but we need the Eidim to come. We have no break, we have to mechal Shabbos. Yeah. But Eidim didn't say anything. They didn't see anything. So obviously they see Friday night and they're going to ride in Shabbos morning. Yeah, but it's a machlek is the 31st. You still need Kiddush of the. You need the Eidim there. Kazer, Rei, Kadesh. You still need Eidim, or do we say it's automatic? The machlek, Rabbi Yosi, we have something of your Aleph. Rabbi Yosi, in Tel Aviv. They still need to come.
They still require Eidim.
Yeah. This shit here definitely follows that, yes. So the Gemara says, so if the 31st, you're right, Hachinami. Hachinami, you're talking about here, the Ikli Yom Shleshim Echad B'Shabbos. The Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Ariya. It's a Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Ariya. It's no Raya.
So which actually is the story of Rosh Hashanah, that they made it a Kona to be Mekabal Eidim Alek till the Mincha.
That's right.
Which means that you're going to be Mekabal the next time when you know anyway.
That's right. He still needs Mekabal. Exactly. Let's just finish in the four lines. Says the Gemara, finish the Sugi. Says the Gemara, Mosiv Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asked the question. It says, Kesha Migdash Kayin, the Migdash was Mekayin, it was Mekuyin, Mechalin Af Al Kulan. When the Mishnah existed, then they were mechalal on all the months, not just Nisan and Tishrei, but on all the months. Why? B'nei takanas ha-karbon. We need to know which carbon it is, because Rosh Chodesh, you're bringing the Seir Rosh Chodesh, and if you don't know, you'll miss out the Seir Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, so it's not just a question of Nisan and Tishrei, it's all the months. All the months. Yeah, the mincha was the shir. We're talking about the musaf. Yeah.
They
Yeah. Taser already asked why the Gemara discussing the shir. What about the musaf we missed out on? But I guess the shir was more important. Says the Gemara. Um, Because of Kabbanis. You need the Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, Medekulu lav mishum the mitzvah lekadosh l'riya. Since all the other months, what are we saying here? Why do we need all the other months, the Adim, to come? Not because the mitzvah, the mekadosh appeared here. We want to know Pasha Rosh Chodesh in order to bring the right carbon. That's why Mechal Shabbos is Nisan V'Tishrei. I mean, nothing to do. You tell me, I'm Isaac. Nothing to do with the mitzvah lekadosh l'riya. Nothing to do with that. But mainly is it to be the Kabbanis. If you tell me that sometimes other is mole and sometimes other chaser, therefore mechal, and therefore we don't know when Rosh Chodesh is going to come out, so we need to know. Let the Edom come in mechal Shabbos, so we make sure we bring the right carbon. Eliyam leilu chaser, always chaser. If you tell me that other before this is always 29 days, why am I mechal? And why in the world allowed mechal? We know it's Rosh Chodesh. It's not because we need the Edom to come, because they're Eva Kadesh. We know it's Rosh Chodesh because it's 29 days, and all the reason is to know which Musaf. So why mechal Shabbos? Yufta is a kasha. No, but this rule that you made that the other before this is always 29 days, we shlug up. It has to have that flexibility. Therefore, we were mechal Shabbos because we need to know Pashat when they're coming. We'll stop there.
Talking about